For every Chris is a symbol of the loss of my brother. Chris Kirstein was my older brother. I was 13 when he passed away. He was 15. And it's been 17 years. So for me, this race symbolizes the loss of my brother and me giving back with him as my representation. But for somebody else, it might be their aunt or their uncle or their sister or cousin. So their Chris might be somebody different. But and in all, we want to run for every Chris, for everyone who's lost their person that to suicide. So that's where the every Chris comes from.
And Shelby, the Crisis Center seems to be a natural partner beneficiary.
Yes, we met Jenny and her family last year, and we're so happy to have them as part of our group. We serve as the statewide portal for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline Network, but we've also offered our crisis hotline here in the state for 25 years.
And the crisis hotline is that. It's something that someone can use when in the midst of a crisis.
Absolutely. We are there 24 hours a day. Anytime that someone calls, the number is 888-CRISIS-2. You receive someone that lives here in Arkansas that is ready to listen and to help you to deal with whatever you're going through. We receive over 500 calls a month. But this year has been a record year, so we're very excited about the extra support that we're going to be receiving through this run. Last year, we received right at 6,000 calls. To date, we have received 5,850. So we are way ahead of schedule for hitting our call numbers for last year. By the end of August, by the time this runs, we will have already helped just as many individuals in crisis as we did in the entire year of 2010. So demand is definitely up for our services, and our resources are stretched thin. So we're very excited to be doing something hopeful and positive in the community to help families heal and also raise some much-needed resources for our programs.
Well, and raise awareness, too.
Absolutely.
To just know that that number is there.
Definitely.
One of the first stories I ever did for Ozarks at Large was a training for the Crisis Center. People should know that when you call that number, the voice on the other line is someone that has been through training and knows what to do in those situations.
Yes, we use volunteers on the hotlines, and we are actually getting ready to start a new training program. So to get access to that, they can contact our office either by phone or just through our website, which would probably be easiest. Our website is www.arcrisis.org. We put our volunteers through about 40 hours of training. With that is included a two-day intensive suicide CPR workshop, and we also have a lot of apprentice shifts so that everyone that goes on the lines is ready, willing, and able to help someone in crisis.
And as you mentioned, it's available 24 hours a day.
Yes.
So because sometimes those calls are more likely to come not between 8 and 5.
Yes. Typically, when we have the worst day of our life, that usually doesn't happen in normal business hours. So we are there. If it's 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we're always there. We also have a new program that we're excited about this year because it's helping us to reach more young people. Young people between the ages of 13 and 24 typically don't use the phone. They don't reach out to call. They text and do things online. And so we started last year a program. We have online crisis chat that's available from 4 p.m. to midnight. And that program has really helped us reach a younger audience. As of last month, the people who are utilizing that service, 80% of them are under the age of 24. Hmm. So we're excited that we are reaching that demographic because we know they're in crisis. Suicide is the second leading cause of death for college-age students in America, and it's also the third leading cause of death for young people ages 15 through 24. So it's a group that we know they're in crisis, we know they're struggling, and we haven't been able to reach them until now. So we're happy that they are using the online crisis chat.
It's the 25th of September, which is a Sunday.
Correct.
10K.
Yes. And we're actually doing walking options. You can walk the 10K, and you can also do a two-man team. Some people who we just want to reach every demographic of somebody who would like to participate may not feel comfortable running or walking a 10K. So we want to be able to do two-man teams, and we're going to shuttle you back at the turnaround point. So we just want to get everyone involved. It's just a couple minutes of a van ride to get you around the corner, but... So the race actually starts at 8:30, but we're doing open registration at 7:30, just to allow everybody in. We're going to have like music and food, and we're doing a raffle, giveaways and stuff. I've got great donations, gift cards, from all of our local businesses. So I'm really pumped.
It's around Lake Fayetteville.
Technically, it is at Lake Fayetteville. We're going to start at Veterans Memorial Park off of Zion, and then we're going to do a down and back. So we're going to run across the dam and start on the trail, headed towards 265, do a turnaround point, and come back on the paved part. That way we can get all sorts of people to be able to walk it or run it.
And if you're not a runner like me, you can still participate. You can go online to register and do run for sleep in for every Chris.
I like that.
You get a t-shirt. You can come out and you can be there to cheer on the athletes, but you don't have to feel guilty about not running.
Exactly. You can also volunteer. We always need an extra set of hands. So if you want to volunteer, same thing. Just find us at runforeverychris@gmail.com. You can email us, or you can go to the Crisis Center website and volunteer and connect that way. So,
and if nothing else, this will spur conversation about a subject that maybe we sometimes like to talk about abstractly, but not when it is very specific.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that many people realize that suicide affects almost as many families as breast cancer. We're all very familiar with Susan G. Komen. Suicide last year in America took over 34,000 lives. In Arkansas, every day someone dies by suicide. That's every day there's a family in Arkansas, there's friends trying to make sense of that loss and struggling with. It's an overwhelmingly complicated process. Ask anyone who's lost someone they love to suicide. And it's a great time to come together, meet other people, other families, and raise awareness. Because the more we talk about it, the more people will reach out for help.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Especially with our younger demographics and our youth, they're afraid to talk about anything at this point. They don't want anybody to know their fears or what they're intimidated of. And just having it out there that there's a place to go to or somebody to call or to chat online is really what we want to get out for our schools, because my brother was 15 when he passed away, and it's a young, young age. I was 13, so it was just for most families, this isn't even an option for somebody in trouble. And so we want to make sure that everyone who thinks that they are at a breaking point of making a decision that could affect many people, we want to make sure that they have an opportunity to find somebody.
Sunday morning, September 25th, 8:30, but registration
starts at 7:30.
But you can register beforehand.
You can. And actually, you need to go to arcrisis.org and get on to the Run for Every Chris, and you can log on. You can do the walker, the two-man teams, or the sleep in for every Chris, and you can also do an additional donation, or if you just want to make a donation, all this will benefit the Arkansas Crisis Center.
Thank you both very much.
Awesome. Thank you.